My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You are called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. Been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike, the movie guy of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. Yes, blogtalkradio.com/variety radio online. Tonight is the night we talk about Sleepy Hollow. It airs on Fox. We're going to be talking about Monday night's episode that aired on Monday. Like I said, go where I send thee. That is what the episode is called. I can't do it by myself. Along next to me, on my right side, somewhere in the mountains with a satellite dish phone, Amy McCracken.
Okay, look, I'm upset. We had a short little break, so I went on Facebook, and I found out they're remaking Rainbow Bright, and the new cartoon character looks like she's on crack. I'm pissed off.
It has nothing to do with goddamn Sleepy Hollow, right? Please. By the way, since you're on it, go ahead and say who's going to be voicing the character.
Well, one rumor, it says Molly Ringwald.
Right.
That's, yeah.
All right, and the next person on my left side who lives on the other side of the mountain with the radio dish cell phone, I have Ella. What's up, Ella?
Hey.
I love Ella.
Ella doesn't know how to take us yet.
No, she's like, serious? I don't live in the mountains, Mike. No, I do that. Anybody that doesn't live in Texas, well, actually, let me put it this way. Ella, if you live in Texas and you live on the West Coast, then you're in the big city. Anybody that's not, if you don't live in New York or Florida, everybody else is country to me. So I know that you live in, what, Georgia, right? And Amy's in South Carolina?
No.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all country. See, it's all country. Because I've seen Wrong Turn. I know how it is over there. It's crazy. Yeah.
Ella, every show that Mike and I do together.
I live next to a farm, so I am in the country. So
yeah, Ella is in the country. However, I'm not in the country.
I know you. I know you two know some hillbillies.
I do know some hillbillies.
See?
I've seen a couple today.
And I bet you Ella has drank moonshine before.
No, you can't.
I haven't.
Judge her by drinking. She hasn't?
I haven't had it yet. No.
Ella, but, girl, I got to bring some moonshine in October.
See? I told y'all. I'm sure Ella's lying. She's like, shh, I cook it in my barn.
Well, no, it was a family business at one time, so.
See? I knew it. All right. Let's talk Sleepy Hollow. Of course,
and I believe her.
It's filmed in the country.
It really was.
Yes. Sleepy Hollow is filmed in North Carolina, beautiful Wilmington, North Carolina.
All
that beautiful scenery that you see, that is here in North Carolina. I love that they're showing the boardwalk this season. I'm really digging that.
I dig the scenery. It is, I'm not going to lie, it's a nice area out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You need to come visit.
I know. I'm afraid if I do, some hillbilly's going to get me and try
Don't
to
worry, I'll protect
me and
you.
Me.
We'll send them to Ella's moonshining family.
There you go. So the episode, like I said earlier, go where I send thee. I just like saying that. This episode, pretty much real quick, Pied Piper comes. The Scooby-Doo crew's got to figure it out who it is and stop a curse.
We're done. Bye, guys.
That's it, everybody. Thank you very much. All right. So that's what the episode was about. Before I ask my question to you two and the fans, I have to ask, episode scale 1 to 10, Amy first, what do you give it?
Oh, man, really, me first? Okay, I'm going to give it a 6.
Wow, Amy, a 6?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 6.
I will give it a 9. I liked it that much. And I will tell you why. But first, Ella, scale 1 to 10, this episode.
I gave it an 8.
I knew Ella and I are on the same path.
Okay, well, let me explain, okay?
Okay, please do.
I am used to, I know we're in a new season, but Sleepy Hollow to me is the Horseman right now. So I know that they had to have the Piper because there's something with his bone thing, flute, blah, blah, blah thing that Henry needs, and Henry's a Horseman, but I really don't want Sleepy Hollow to turn into,
Don't say it.
I don't want Sleepy Hollow to turn into Once Upon a Time.
No, Ella, I thought you were going to say what Ellen said.
What'd you say?
Supernatural.
Supernatural.
No, if they bring angels in, then I'm
done. Crossover.
I'm waiting for the crossover.
Wait for Dean and Sam to come over. You know what? But see, Amy, that's the thing. That's why I think I liked it so much, is because
they brought a fairy tale in.
Well, no, it's because we've been dealing with, you know, the horsemen and blah, 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 you know, and I thought it was kind of a breath of fresh air to have this story of this badass Pied Piper who was an assassin, which that scene there where he's killing all the redcoats was just badass. And they still incorporated with Moloch, and he must be made a deal with the demon. And so they kept it that way. And then the nice little bow on the end where, you know, Henry gets the Pied Piper bone and flute and crushes it to make something, whatever it is. So it's all tied together. But I thought it was – I liked it because it was like, oh, okay. You know, and this is cool.
You could rest. Is that why you liked it?
But, you know, the story was dope. I mean, I liked it.
Now,
you know,
my favorite part is with Captain Irving.
That was some serious stuff right there. And that's my first question to you two first. And I want to know what Ella thinks first and then Amy – that vision the captain sees, what'd you think about it, and what do you think it means?
Okay, wait a minute. He saw a vision? Okay.
Ellen didn't even remember the vision?
No, I remembered him taking out the, who was this? Because I remember him, like, towards the end when he told him to read Ezekiel. And he read the book.
Oh. The passage. I love you.
Amy, Ella, don't talk to me right now, because I think what happened, Amy, is I think Ella was drinking some moonshine during that.
Okay, I'm going to explain the part to you. So he's reading the Bible. Irving is reading the Bible, and then you see him in, like, Rambo outfit and his eyes black, just killing cops.
Watch. Oh. Like, I don't remember that. That moonshine was just hit me right at that time.
You remember that scene?
Oh, God. No, honestly.
She remembers everything about that part. Maybe it was too scary for her and she closed her eyes, maybe?
No, unfortunately, if it was towards the end, I just watched the end and
I
think Ella gave it an 8 because she skimmed through it. If she would have watched it in its entirety, she would have gave it a 6, just like me.
Oh, I cannot believe all.
I just blame Matt Barr and his beard. So,
yes, the new guy. Mike, I know what Ella thinks about the new guy. What do you think about the new guy?
This Holly guy? Mm-hmm. I don't know what to think about him. I'm not feeling that he's okay. Because I know y'all probably think he's hot. I don't know where he's not gelling with the show with me very well, just for the fact that last episode he had the coin, he knew it was magical, he knows what Crane's about in a sense, that he's not no fake, you know, whatever it may be, and then all of a sudden this episode he doesn't believe in a magical flute, but he believes in a magical coin. So it was kind of weird. So either I hope it's not shitty writing and how they're trying to fit this guy in. I mean, because, like, really, like, you saw him in the middle of the forest and he was trying to track the girl, but then he was it just didn't – I just don't know if it just fit well. And so – and then as a character, I don't know – and now if I was to just accept him in the show, I don't know if I don't know what his story is. I don't know if I could trust him.
Well,
you know,
I think that he believes in the magical flute, in the bones. But he thought it was just some guy being a copycat.
Yeah, but if you had to believe in the magical flute, you had to believe in freaking the Pied Piper.
Yeah.
I think
it would have been cool if he would have, like, when Crane, at the very end, when Crane was got the earbuds, which I got to get me some of those, when it fell out of his head, I thought it was going to be cool with if he came down and helped.
That would have been cool for him to kind of, like, you know, surprise everybody.
Yeah, be like, yeah.
But no,
I think he's more in it for the money, so he's kind of like playing it off that he doesn't believe in it. You know, it's like, if you don't see it, it's not there kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
out of sight, out of mind.
He's like a pirate, basically, and he's in it for the money, so it's just how he's making his living right now.
Okay, I mean, I can see that, where it's like, he doesn't care to know, he just knows that he needs to get this object to get paid. And that's all he sees, and he doesn't care if it's real or not real. And I get it. It's just, I guess it was just the constant of him going, really, Pied Piper, it was a guy. And I'm like, dude, you just got a magical coin that could change. Like, you saw what happened where Abby's sister almost killed her because of the coin. You had to get magical glass from a church. And I thought he was going to be, like, a cool hunter, like, on Supernatural. And then just hearing him talk in this episode, I was just like, shut up already. Like, how do you not believe? You just saw all this stuff, and now, I don't know. It's just, and I want to like him, and it seems I don't know if y'all watched What's Going to Happen Next Week, but it looks like, by the trailer, it looks like there's a little flirtation going between Holly and Abby, which I'm not too happy about, because Abby is my favorite.
And you want her with Crane, and one of my favorite lines from this episode is when, well, my favorite scene, too, when Crane is driving the car.
Oh, Fast and Furious style.
That was hilarious.
And he got it from, like, a video game or something?
I think so.
But, you know, he's like, I know why you're doing this. Because Abby's trying to teach, in case something happens, she's trying to teach him how to, you know, drive and all this stuff. But I loved when he was like, you know, we'll save the world together or we'll die together.
I'm telling you, they're going to get together.
And then
I was like, oh, I love you.
Oh, gosh.
Think about this curse thing? What do you think about this mother, you know, she's going to sacrifice her daughter? What did you think about that? Because you are a new daddy, Mike. I have no children, but I have 5 nephews. Ella has no children, but I'm sure she's got nephews. So what were your thoughts on that, Mike? Would you sacrifice one of your children to save the rest?
Honestly, I would. If I didn't have any magical friends, then yeah, I would. Because I'm going to lose all my kids. I mean, I hate to say it. I'd rather lose one than all. If I had magical friends, I would be like, okay, well, I'm going to trust you guys. Let's do this. But, I mean, it's a very tough situation for the mom. You know, I mean, if Crane and Abby wouldn't have showed up and had that pool of magic on their side, I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, geez, her other kids were about to die. I don't know. I mean, what about you?
But the other kids weren't her blood.
Still, they were still her kids. They adopted
her blood. It's a curse. It's going to happen anyway.
She adopted them, so it wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't happen, and then the daughter was an accident.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, that was... Okay, so Ella, what would you have done? Would you sacrifice one to save all, or would you just let them all die?
I don't know if I could sacrifice, but I mean, I could see her point of view of why she chose to do it. But I don't know how I would do it in that situation, but I could see why she did it, because like you said, that the daughter was an accident, and it's basically the daughters in the lineage, I think, that are being killed.
Yeah, and plus, honestly, Amy, if you really look at it, I mean, the daughter wasn't that old. She was younger, so, right?
True, she was younger.
What would you have done, Amy?
I'd go find somebody else's kid to sacrifice.
But you can't.
Yeah,
see, Ella, she always avoids, she always tries to ask good questions.
My family's not that crazy. We're not going to make a deal with a demon.
There you go. You always avoid it. No? So
no,
I want to know.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't sacrifice. No.
So you would have all your kids die?
Yeah.
Oh, that's real good.
I can't do it.
Moving right along. I did like the Pied Piper, though. I thought he was hella cool.
He was scary.
He was badass.
especially those little beady eyes poking through the wood. That scared me. I jumped.
He's badass. He whooped ass. I liked him.
Did.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah, the makeup was really good.
Yeah. I thought that was. I thought the whole story of the Pied Piper and the flashback of how he became, and then the Lancaster curse. I thought that was all cool. I really liked it. And it was just. I'm telling you, it was a breath of fresh air. I was like, oh, I don't have to deal with any headless horseman. Even though I love the horseman, but I like the headless horseman when he's the headless horseman. I don't like when he's around Katrina and he's got his head and he's all pussy whooped on freaking Katrina. I don't like that horseman. I want headless horsemen with machine guns blowing shit up. That's the kind of horseman I want.
I think he's going to come back as that. Because Katrina's going to screw him over.
She is, and he's going to be pissed off. And hopefully he kills Katrina. Even though I love Katrina, I think she's hot. I think she's an idiot right now. And I think
because
Abby thinks she
Abby and Crane need to be together.
Exacto mundo.
God, Ella, stop.
They would really have cute mixed babies. I'm just saying.
I saw the show Abby and Crane and Jeannie and Irving.
Amy, she's saying that all four of them should get together. What's she saying?
That's what she's saying. She's like
foursome?
All four. Yeah, foursome.
Whoa, Ella.
Ella's freaky like that.
No, not
Ella's
all four freaky. Together, but separate.
I was like, geez, what are you drinking? Moonshine in the morning? Okay, so what did you think about Henry coming in to the captain and pretty much saying, hello, I'm here to help you. And then Captain's like, screw you, get the hell out of here. And then he's like, fine, I'll just take all the money away from your family, your freaking daughters. I mean, and then all of a sudden it realizes you've signed your soul to me. So Henry owns Captain's soul.
Yeah, he's screwed.
I mean, it's obvious that the captain can't fight. It's just that if the captain dies, Henry gets his soul.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
They're going to have like an out, some kind of out, you know, like a loophole.
Yeah, there's always a loophole.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Do you think that we're going to get an episode where Crane and Abby have to figure out how they can retrieve his soul?
Yes, because if they don't, they're assholes.
Yeah,
I'm wondering
how
that's going to go, though. I wonder how that's going to go, because Henry's pretty badass. I mean, if you really look at it, I mean, Henry's just knocking mofos left and right. So I don't know. I'm curious to see how that's going to pan out. And I'm wondering if they're going to you think Captain's going to tell Crane and Abby, like, hey, we got a problem. I don't mean to put any extra pressure on, but my soul is gone with my attorney. That can be a problem. So what do you think about Henry? Okay, so Henry now has the bone, the flute. What do you think that's for?
I have no idea.
Control. Some type of control? He's going to use it some way to control someone.
That's what I was thinking.
Really? Control over something?
Yes, because that's what the flute, you played it, it could control. Remember he said that every time that they would make a new flute, it would have some type of different reaction, but it would always control.
Yeah, but it was broken.
This is Henry we're talking about.
He crushed it up and tasted it.
I'm telling you,
even if it was broken, it still has the magical properties because it's in the bone, I think. Like the what makes it magical is the bone itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like this episode. I don't know about y'all. 6-6. I gave it a 9. I thought that was really good.
I gave it an 8.
I know, but she was drinking moonshine, and then she didn't even know what happened with the Bible part, so I took points off of her.
I remember seeing the Bible, but I don't remember the dream part.
Amy, I feel like I'm in that game show, Whose Line Is It Anyways, where I'm like, 2 minus 2 points from Ella, I take the points away from you for not seeing the Bible.
You know, Ella, she's sitting there, and she's like, where's the blonde guy? Where's the blonde guy?
That's all she cared about, because you notice how Ella was like, blonde guy, yeah, he was watch this. Ella, what was Holly wearing in the forest?
What?
What was he wearing?
I have no idea.
She's not going to tell you.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what he was wearing.
Exactly.
He was wearing, looked like some tan khaki pants. And
so they were pants, and they had protectors like leggings on it, and then he had his little gun host. I know, watch that crap. See, y'all know about that.
I was paying attention to his chest hair. He's got a really hairy chest.
Oh God, are we done now? Because this is good. All right, so I give it a 9. Ella gives it an 8, but I take away 2 points, so that brings her down to a 6. Amy, you get a 6. Next week looks exciting. And you know what? We get more Holly, so you two will be extra happy next week because I think we get more Holly in the episode. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Okay, thank you guys for joining us tonight. It's been fun. By the way, if you're like, wait, why are you guys saying night? You're normally on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
That's because we had a busy schedule this week, and we had to change the time.
Correctamundo.
But we'll be back next week at 1.
Yeah, next week. Just make sure you check VRO.com, also at the VRO on Twitter, so you can see what time it starts. Of course, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. And all the shows are scheduled. Actually, Amy, I think you put all the show in there, so everything is there.
So far, if IMBD has a title for the show, then I have it scheduled.
Sweetness. And if you want to follow the ladies on Twitter, at AmyVRO, that's her on Twitter. Of course, the VRO is the VRO.com Twitter. Ella, if you want to see some of her pictures of moonshine, weird pictures of Holly, that she photoshopped her face to his face. Grounded Souls is her Twitter handle. If you want to check me out, Instagram and Twitter, the Movie Guy, my blog, iWatchMike.com. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss a show. There's tons of different shows that we recap. It's just not Sleepy Hollow. We just finished Gotham. The Walking Dead was earlier this week. So all you do is go to iTunes, search Variety Radio Online, and search that, and then bam, subscribe, and it's that easy. If you want to see some of the past shows, all you have to go to VR.com. That's the mothership. That's the Matrix I call. So other than that, that's pretty much it. All the social media is there as well. I think that's it, right?
That is it. I have a question for the Internet.
Okay, Internet. Amy has a question.
The theme song that Mike plays at the beginning was the opening for this year's Sleepy Hollow. What
Correct.
Is the music track playing behind that? Because I really like it.
I'm going to play it again so people can listen to it, and then hopefully they'll answer you.
Please answer.
But I doubt it because
you gave it a six.
Yeah. And then your friend over there gave it a 6, though, because she didn't watch it, half of it. She just fast forwarded its parts. That was it. She's like, here's Holly. Oh, let me pause it. Okay, forward. Oh, here's Holly again. Forward. Here's Holly again. Okay, I'm done. It was a great show. 8. That's it, but we'll be back next week, 1 o'clock. Oh, gosh. And maybe my co-host will have something more to give to the show besides blonde hair, hairy chests. Everybody have a great week. See you later. And here's this song, Amy Needrelb. Bye-bye.
My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize. Sleepy Hollow. You are called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen out of heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
Willing to do to keep everyone safe.
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. Been here waiting.